Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I am Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And I bet you didn't know the origin of the song Happy Birthday to You, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And I would love to sing this song to you, everybody, right now, but... You know, it turns out this song has a copyright, and I'm afraid that someone might come into the office here and demand I pay a royalty if I try to sing this song.
You know, I was shocked to find out that this song is not a public property song, something that anybody can put their hands on. If you sing it at a private gathering where you're not trying to make money or profit from that gathering or occasion, you don't have to pay royalties. But since this... what we're doing right now is actually for profit.
Yeah.
We can't sing this song.
Even though I very much like to burst into song right now and
sing
this song.
I know you like to sing, I know.
But we can't do that, at least, well, we could, I suppose, but I'm not going to take that chance. And you know the song we're talking about. If somebody is celebrating a birthday, you've lit the candles on the cake, and then you all start singing... Most people here in Taiwan sing it twice, once in English and once in Chinese,
okay.
Or reversed, whatever. Uh-huh. It depends on where you are. But this just happens to be the most famous song in the world, and it's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it. Let's listen to our article right now read in its entirety.
According to the Guinness Book of Records, the song Happy Birthday to You is the most renowned English language song in the world. Anyone who has attended a birthday party has most likely heard it or sung it themselves. It was even performed during the Apollo 9 mission, making it the first song ever sung in outer space. As the song is so well known and widely sung, it may surprise people that the song is actually owned by a private company. The song's melody was first published with different words in 1892 in the book Song Stories for the Kindergarten by Sisters Patty and Mildred J. Hill. For unknown reasons, the sisters' students began singing the tune at birthday celebrations with modified lyrics to suit the occasion. The birthday lyrics were published in several songbooks, and in 1935, the Summy Company obtained a copyright for the song titled Happy Birthday to You. As a result of the song's ownership, which is now in the possession of Warner Music Group, people and businesses must pay royalties to use the song for commercial purposes. Using the famous ditty for a TV show or a movie costs anywhere from $500 US to $3,000 US, which allows Warner Music to earn up to $2 million US annually. Hence, it is no exaggeration to say that the song is one of the most profitable songs in history. Regardless of the song's ownership, which will expire in 2030, private birthday parties are exempt. So don't worry about being sued when you croon this classic tune. Just sing it to your heart's content as the birthday boy or girl blows out the candles on the cake.
Okay, let's talk about the most famous song in the world. No, it's not I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. It's not Beat It by Michael Jackson. It's actually the song we all know and love when we celebrate a birthday. Happy birthday to you. So according to the Guinness Book of Records, the song Happy Birthday to You is the most renowned English language song in the world. And, of course, we've got some terms here in the sentence we'd like to talk about. The Guinness Book of Records, sometimes referred to as the Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of reference book that shows all these amazing feats that people have done, how long they've hung out in a telephone booth, how many times they've skipped rope, and how many hours, what's the longest kiss, who's the tallest person in the world. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know about that. The word Guinness is pronounced Guinness, like the beer from Ireland, which is actually a stout beer, but that's another subject. And also in the sentence we have the term renowned. Renowned is just kind of another word for famous. Famous, something that lots of people talk about.
And you're famous because you're usually known and admired for something that you've done. Maybe some special achievement or quality that you have. We could say that Albert Einstein is a renowned scientist. People still talk about him, even though he's been gone for a long time. Well, this is one of the most renowned English language songs in the world. Everyone seems to know this song in every different country. We just sing it in different languages. Although it originated as an English language song. Well, if you've ever attended a birthday party, you've probably heard it. If you've likely done something, it's probably happened to you. So you've likely heard it or even sung it yourselves. Like Tom said at the beginning of the program, a lot of times in Taiwan, people will sing it twice. First in English and then in Chinese.
Or first in Chinese and then English. It kind of depends on the situation. Or maybe they'll even sing it in Mandarin and then in Taiwanese. Who knows? But in any case, you've most likely heard it at a birthday party. It was even performed during the Apollo 9 mission, making it the first song ever sung in outer space. If you know NASA, of course, they sent lots of rockets up into space. Apollo 11 actually landed on the moon, but Apollo 9, I don't think it landed on the moon. I think it may have gone to the moon, maybe around it or something, but it didn't actually land there. But I guess maybe one of the astronauts was celebrating a birthday in space. So somebody sang that song to them to wish them a happy birthday.
Cool. Well, it's so well known and widely sung that it may surprise you to find that the song is actually owned by a private company. It isn't a public property song or a song that's available to the public free of charge. If it's well known, a lot of people know it. Widely sung means it's sung in a lot of different places. So this is kind of surprising to me. When I first read this, I went, really? Is that true? I was very surprised to find out that this song actually has a copyright on it.
Ooh, so you can't just sing this song and put it on a record and try and sell it. You'll get in big trouble if this company finds out. But let's talk a little bit about the actual history of this song. The song's melody was first published with different words way back in 1892 in the book Song Stories for Kindergarten by sisters Patty and Mildred J. Hill. So that's where the song first came out, but it did not come out in its original words. The melody came out then. The melody is the series of notes and sounds that form to make something that you recognize. Lots of songs have different melodies, like oh, gee, what's a famous melody that I can just sing, like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Let's do this one. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, is that the
you
garbage
guys think
song?
It's the garbage truck song, but that is actually a song by Beethoven called For Eloise.
That's the melody, right?
Yeah.
Or the one in my neighborhood is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, we have different garbage truck songs.
Yeah, different garbage trucks have different melodies. But in any case, the melody of the song we're talking about, Happy Birthday to You, first came out in a book. Back in that time, most people had music through sheet music, you know? They didn't have recordings and stuff, so if you wanted to hear a song at home, you had to buy the sheet music and play it on your piano. So, hey, this book had this song, but with different words. The melody was the same, but with different words.
Now, we don't know why, so we're saying for unknown reasons. The sisters' students began singing the tune at birthday celebrations. So if you have a celebration, it's a party or other type of special event. You're celebrating something, maybe some big change, maybe an anniversary happened, or you've turned a year older, or maybe you're having a graduation celebration, some sort of party where you're celebrating. They wanted to change the lyrics for a birthday party, a birthday celebration, so they modified the lyrics. The lyrics, of course, are the songs that are in, are the words that are in songs. Now, if you modify something, you change it a little bit, you change some parts of it, but you don't change everything. So maybe you're making a new dish of food at home and you don't like garlic, or maybe you don't like onions, so you want to modify the recipe a little bit, change it a bit, but keep most of it the same. That's the verb to modify.
Indeed. And, you know, when we were kids, of course, we kind of made fun of this song. Sometimes we modified the lyrics ourselves. Instead of singing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, we sang happy birthday to you, you live in a zoo, you look like a monkey, and you smell like one too. Those are modified lyrics.
Oh, a lot of kids sang those lyrics.
I'm sure you're very familiar with that too as well.
Yeah.
I guess you could describe those as modified lyrics. Uh-huh. And as you said, lyrics are simply the words to the songs. And it's very convenient these days if you've heard a song and you want to know the lyrics, you just write the title of the song in the Google search box and then write lyrics after it. Voila, there you go. There are the lyrics to the song.
It's kind of nice because when we were growing up, we didn't have lyrics to a lot of music.
That was hard.
Yeah, a lot of people would put out albums and records, and we had no idea what they were saying. Some of these singers don't sing very clearly, so it's kind of fun to have lyrics, so handy. Well, they modified the lyrics, it says here, to suit the occasion. If you suit something, you provide what is required by that situation, or maybe you give somebody what they need. For example, maybe you need to schedule a meeting. Well, you want to suit the other person's schedule. Make it so it works for them. I could say, I can schedule the meeting for tomorrow. Does that suit you? Is that convenient for you? Does that work for you? So they wanted to have the lyrics match the occasion. And the occasion, of course, was a birthday party.
Right, and you know, the lyrics, of course, are very simple. Just happy birthday to you. I think that's the entire whole book of the lyrics there. The whole bit of the lyrics there is just simply happy birthday to you. That's the whole shebang there. That's all they wrote. So unless, of course, they've modified the lyrics at other times.
Well, you add someone's name. Happy birthday.
Oh, true.
You know, happy birthday
dear
to so-and-so.
Somebody, yeah. Right. Yeah. And don't they add something else, too, like we hope you live to 1,000 or something like that?
No.
Maybe that's a different song I'm thinking
about. Maybe
that's
a different verse.
But yeah, could be. There may be more than one verse. But, yes, they modified the lyrics to suit the occasion so that they would be suitable for someone celebrating a birthday. And the birthday's lyrics were published in several songbooks. And in 1935, the Summy Company obtained a copyright for the song titled Happy Birthday to You. So here we've got a company actually getting a copyright, which is official permission. The ownership of a song or any kind of published work, you've got the copyright. If somebody else copies it, then they are in trouble. You can sue them.
Mm-hmm. So it's your legal right to be the only one to reproduce or publish or sell a book, a musical recording, for a certain period of time. After that time ends or expires, everybody's free to publish or record or do anything they want with that book or piece of music or writing. So you have a period of time where it's only yours, and only you can make money from it.
And isn't it like 50 years or something?
I think so.
And then the song or the book goes into the public domain, unless somebody renews the copyright or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll continue talking about this in just a few seconds, but right now we're going to take a timeout and listen to our dear Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第八单元。我们谈一下今世记录里面最受欢迎的歌是什么。好，这是一篇篇章阅读的文章，所以我们来注意一下这个前后文的关系，来选择正确的选项。首先一开始他就提到这首最受欢迎的歌，当然有一个形容词是 renowned。这首歌是最受欢迎的，所以前后文里面我们来看一下选项里面顺着接应该接什么呢？选项里面的一，他说啊，只要你参加过庆生会的人大概都听过或唱过这首歌。好，这就是最适合答案，尤其他后面又在讲这首歌甚至于还曾经在阿波罗9号执行任务的时候被唱过。再来呢，我们看到后面又说啊，这个歌在阿波罗9号上被唱过，然后成为第一首在太空上演唱的歌。接下来选项应该是选什么呢？好，我们看到这边答案里头最适合的就是选项的 A。 他因为提到说啊，哎，这首歌因为大家都知道，所以可能会让你吓一跳的是，它其实是有版权，版权是属于一家私人公司的。看完这一部分提到一首最受欢迎，全世界最受欢迎的歌之后，我们就要来往下看下一段。那谈到版权，这里就接着说，版权啊，其实要知道是这首歌在1892年第一次出版。 而他的歌曲歌词不太一样，还有提到说歌曲被收录在幼稚园歌曲故事集里面，然后是谁唱的呢？这里有两个人，一个是 Patty， 一个是 Mildred， 那这两个是姐妹。所以谈完这里之后，那接下来应该说什么？第三格，第三格其实很明显，答案就是选项的 D。 为什么？如果你看选项 D 里面就讲到，不知道怎么的，这一对姐妹他们的学生就开始唱这首歌。所以刚刚提完 Patty，提完 Mildred， 那接下来就说哦，他们的学生就开始用这首歌，然后生日庆生会上开始哼唱。那从这个再往下读，下面就说到那庆生歌词后来就被收录到一些歌本里面，然后出版了。这家出版公司叫做 The Sammy Company， 那么他们呢还在1935年取得了这一首歌的版权。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with the second part. We're talking about the song Happy Birthday to You. I don't know if anybody here is celebrating a birthday, otherwise we could sing this song, but we can't do it on the program because we risk infringing copyright there and we might get in trouble, but you know the song we're talking about. And remember, we talked about back in 1935, a company obtained the copyright for this song, and therefore this song belongs to them.Which, of course, that company was bought by somebody else, which we'll get to in just a second here. So here, our second part of our lesson begins. As a result of the song's ownership, which is now in the possession of Warner Music Group, people and businesses must pay royalties to use the song for commercial purposes. Okay, so possession here just means somebody has something, they own it, and it is in possession of the Warner Music Group. We could also say that they have the ownership to the song. Ownership, of course, is the state or condition of actually owning something. You are the person who owns this thing. It's yours, and nobody can take it from you.
I can say that in Taiwan, home ownership is on the rise. More people are buying homes. You can use possession to mean that you simply have it currently.Maybe you don't own it, but you have it. For example, my sister could say, hey, where's that book I gave you to read? It's mine. I want it back. I could say, it's not in my possession. I gave it to my brother. So if you have something in your hands, you have possession currently, but it can also mean you own it as well. So they own it there at Warner Music Group. They have possession of it.So people and other businesses who want to use the song for commercial purposes or try to make money from it must first pay royalties to use the song. Royalties, are just a sum of money, an amount of money that's paid to the original creator of a product like a book or a song, a piece of music. And it's based on how many copies are sold. So if you use it once, you have to pay royalties one time.If you use it twice, then you have to pay royalties again.
Ooh.
So it can kind of get expensive if you have to keep paying royalties. But if you are the creator or you wrote the song, ooh, you're going to make a lot of extra money on royalties.
Excellent. So the Warner Music Group is still making a ton of money from this song. And commercial purposes, purposes that mean that you're going to make money from it. Say, for example, if you use the song as background music to a TV commercial or something like that, you will have to pay royalties. That's a commercial purpose. Now, using the famous ditty for a TV show or a movie costs anywhere from $500 to $3,000. And that allows Warner Music to earn up to $2 million annually. Annually means every year. Now, in this sentence, we have the word ditty, which is just a word that means a song, usually a short song or a short kind of melody that we're all familiar with. A lot of children's songs could be described as being ditties, although we don't really use this word very often. We use melody or song more often.
Yeah, I wanted to mention earlier when we were talking about melodies, another similar word for melody would be tune. The tune is the melody, the part you sing. Yeah, ditty isn't used quite as much as it used to be when I was growing up. It's kind of an older word now. It's countable, so you can say ditties, but they're just really short, very familiar songs. Sometimes we use it as kind of a funny word. It's kind of funny sounding. So using this famous ditty for a TV show or a movie can get kind of expensive depending on how many times you use it. And it's good for Warner Music Group because they're earning royalties every time somebody uses the song. They can earn up to, this is the limit, this is the most they can earn, up to $2 million annually. So up to just means to that specific amount that follows the phrase up to that level or amount. So that's a lot of extra money just from people playing the song.
I'm wondering if the same is true of like the wedding march, you know, when you go to weddings, you hear that da 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 da.
I don't think it's copyrighted anymore. It's very old.
Yeah, I know that's from like
it's a classical,
a Wagner opera or something
it's
like
a classical
that. I suppose like if it's classical music and it's really old, then it probably doesn't have a copyright, right? So you can probably sing Beethoven piano sonatas to your heart's content
or,
and not worry.
Or put his for Eloise on a garbage truck in Taiwan.
There you go.
See?
That certainly inspires me to take out the garbage every night. That, again, would be an example of a melody that does not have a copyright, so therefore you don't have to worry about paying royalties. But you do have to worry about paying royalties if you use the song Happy Birthday to You for commercial purposes. You better sign up for that or go to their website or whatever.
Well, it's no exaggeration to say that the song is one of the most profitable songs in history. An exaggeration is when someone exaggerates, which means you describe something as being bigger or larger or greater or worse than it really is. So you just exaggerate or say that something's more than it is. I could say, saying Taipei 101 reaches outer space is an exaggeration. Yes, it's tall, but it's not that tall. And when you say something's profitable, it means you're making money from it. So, of course, you want to have a profitable business. Or you could say, oh, the movie was very profitable. A lot of people went and saw it.
Right. Profitable, that's the adjective form of the noun profit. To make a profit, for example, you want to have a profitable business if you want to make money. So this song, Happy Birthday to You, is one of the most profitable songs in history. But regardless of the song's ownership, which will expire in 2030, private birthday parties are exempt. Regardless of, that means it doesn't matter who owns the song. Or in other words, we're going to continue talking about this. We could talk about the ownership of the song for a long time, but even though the song is owned, we can still sing the song at birthday parties because they are private birthday parties. No one's trying to make money. No one's trying to make a profit. So private birthday parties are exempt. And if you're exempt, that means you don't have to abide by the rules that everybody else does. You have no obligation or liability. It's exempt. Exempt from charges, for example. Maybe if you're applying for school, for example. Well, actually, a better example would be the visas for the United States. Taiwan people are now exempt from applying for a visa. They can just go on over to the USA and travel, for 2 weeks or so without a visa.
So you don't have to worry about being sued when you croon or sing. Croon is slang for sing. This classic tune or this little melody we're talking about. If someone sues you, it means they use a legal process and they go to court and try to force you to pay them because you treated them unfairly or you hurt them in some way. That is to sue someone. Hopefully you won't be sued because after the copyright expires, anyone can sing this to their heart's content.
Unless they renew the copyright, right? Do they have the right to do that?
Not sure. Well, if you sing something to your heart's content, it means you sing it as much as you want, as much as your heart wants, or until you are satisfied.
Right, and we did see this word croon here, to sing in a soft, low voice. I think of the word crooner as the noun form. Someone like Frank Sinatra was a famous crooner who sang sentimental songs and stuff like that. So sing it to your heart's content as much as you want, as the birthday boy or girl, the Shoshing birthday boy or birthday girl, blows out the candles on the cake. Hopefully you can have, oh, hundreds of candles on that cake for many years to come. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Here's our Chinese teacher.
那我们继续来看，下面这边又说到了，这首歌其实是属于 The Sony Company 这家公司，而且1935年它有了版权哦。那所以正因如此，好，提到版权问题，因为如此，好，那个 ownership 当然就指版权了。不过结构上你注意到逗点，然后 which， 好，这是一个非限定用法。他说这个版权其实目前可是属于谁拥有的呢？是另外一家叫做华纳音乐集团，他们拥有版权。然后他又告诉你说，哎，因为这样，那你如果用到这首歌，可是要付钱的。好， royalty 这个单字顺便学一下，这代表版税，他们必须要付版税，然后才能够做商业的用途。接下来又提到说，用这个有名的 Diddy 就是指这个歌谣歌曲，来放在电视里头或者电影里面，那可能要收费。哇，有这么多，他告诉你从500美金到3000美金，可是重要的是下面讲了这么多钱，然后接下来第四格要填什么？谈到钱的问题，好，谈到有这么多赚进这么多的美元，那因此答案第四格选项正是 C， 用 hence 这个承接词表示因此呢，哎，你可以说啊，这首生日快乐歌可以是说是史上最赚钱的歌曲之一，而这样讲一点也不夸张。好，这边有个片语 It is no exaggeration，中文翻成一点也不夸张。再来就看到最后一段咯，后面这边一开始写 regardless of 就是尽管，不管怎么样，后面提到尽管说这个歌曲的所有权要一直到2030年才会失效。好，这个有一个动词 expire， 那到那时候才会失效。不过他有一点，就是他提到你私人的庆生会上用的时候免责的，是不需要付钱的。这边 exempt 这个当形容词来用，就表示免于什么的责任，不用付版税了。所以他接下来就告诉你不用担心被告啊， sue 就是告啊，诉讼。那他说当你在 croon this classic tune， 注意到这个动词 croon 是很柔情的去唱歌，那因此第五格也很明显，答案就是选项的 B。 他说要你放心清唱，就是 sing it to your heart's content， 尽情的欢唱这首歌，如果下一次当你有生日会，哎，吹蜡烛的时候尽情欢唱吧。
Thanks for joining us everyone. We're out of time. Come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.